Hi, I'm Bob Pitcher, Vice President of State Laws at the American Trucking Associations. Today we're joined by Matthew Bowles, President and CEO of National Fleet Services. National Fleet Services is a transportation consulting and compliance firm providing a variety of essential services to fleets across North America that help improve their efficiency and save companies money. One of the main points National Fleet Services helps clients to resolve is in the area of tax recovery. Matthew, thanks for joining us. What are some of the emerging trends in excise tax that motor carriers need to know about? Things that may provide them a chance to actually get back some of their taxes.
Excise tax is one of those areas where we get a lot of questions depending on the segment of the industry. Oil and gas, they've always been very proactive looking to minimize the true excise tax at 12% as it relates to making modifications to equipment. A number of companies are very focused on alternative fuels, and the excise tax is there. The traditional looking at excise tax, just the 2290s, it goes well beyond that. It's really, how do we consume fuel? Where do we consume it? What taxes do we pay, federal as well as state? And then the overall pieces of equipment, as the feds start to adjust the way in which they're looking at what's subject to excise tax, we need to carry that all the way down to the next level of the state and local environment as well.
Excise tax affects so many things that carriers always need to be on top of it, and I think probably very few of them really are. Thanks, Matthew.